Live from the studios of Between the Lines at St. Louis, Missouri, it is Between the Lines with Rob Reynolds. Brought to you by Compass Health Consultants. We have a plan for you. Give us a call today. And now, Between the Lines. Good afternoon. How you all doing? This is Rob. And you know what I was thinking? Today is the first day of baseball season. March Madness is well underway. And I just thought maybe it's a great time to talk about a lot of the interviews that we're going to hear. Interviews from managers, coaches, players, presidents of baseball operations, all those kinds of things. And you know, a lot of times we hear different comments made and we don't understand what they mean. So, Between the Lines, we've always wanted to keep you, the listener, informed in what's going on and maybe the real meaning of what some of these are. So let me go over a few. It covers all sports. It's not necessarily one. And any no particular coach or president of baseball operations or anything like that, general manager. But it's things that you really need to have a firm understanding of. A lot of times when they're talking on an interview, they'll say, well, you know, this team has good chemistry. Well, what's that mean? Good chemistry. Don't we all have, I didn't take chemistry. I don't know about you, but I think I got it. I mean, good chemistry. What's that mean? I never been able to, couldn't figure that out. And then sometimes you'll hear them say, well, you know what? This team's special. Well, what does it mean they're special? What's that mean? They're a special team? That means you're superstitious and you don't want to think that they may go deep into the playoffs because it's like talking about a no-hitter on the bench, or they're just they're so special you'll just be excited about if they get off the bus and don't hurt themselves. What's that mean? And then sometimes you'll hear basketball coaches say, well, we just couldn't get any shots to fall. Well, what that really means is we couldn't hit a bull in the butt with a handful of sand, or we couldn't fall in the ocean. That's what that means, is no matter where you shoot it from, we can't make a basket. And that's a problem. Now, of course, you get the good, the player that's got good baseball IQ. Now, what's that mean? Does that mean he knows which hand to put his glove on, or he knows where his glove is, or he forgot to bring his jersey? I saw that happen in a Cardinal game one time. They all had a big lineup there of a jersey, and one player had on the wrong jersey. Kind of funny if you think about it. And then, you know, you'll always hear this every year. In fact, you'll hear it today, sometime on the broadcast with the Bally Sports Midwest. You'll hear, well, this team really likes each other. Well, that's cool. Isn't that nice? Bless their heart. Well, you know, they don't have to. The Yankees hated each other. Still won and won and won. So that's nice if they like each other, but doesn't have to happen. And then the old standard, we're going to make some adjustments at halftime. What that means is I'm going to yell and scream and bust every blood vessel I got in my eye. And they ain't going to pay any attention to half of it anyway. But when we come back out, we'll play the same. We'll play different. And I'll tell you how it goes after the game. That's really what that means. And then you get the old thing of next man up. Well, you know, that can be anything. Who do you want? Do you want the one that's not up next? Somebody that's been sleeping on the bench, or the next man up? And the people that are sitting on the bench, they're just waiting for somebody to get hurt so they can come in and play. It's next man up. Well, yeah. Who would it be? And then this is my favorite. We just play one day at a time. Well, I don't want you to play for Sunday. Play today, because if you play for Sunday, chances are you're going to lose today, and by then you'll be on too. So, you know, that's a silly one day at a time. Of course you are. Although a lot of times it's okay to look ahead and say you were playing a team today that they just dropped off from the YMCA, but we're playing a team Monday that might be a conference leader, so let's play let's just get ready to play. But you don't have to say one day at a time. That's kind of weird. And then whenever you really don't feel real confident about what's going on or what's going to happen, you might say, well, just compete and see. Well, that means if you get the absolute bejeebus clubbed out of you, well, then you can say, well, I guess we just didn't compete. Well, is compete the same as play? A lot of times you play and you still get the crap beat out of you. And you know what? That's just the way sports are. And here's another one that goes with it. It's us against everyone. Well, yeah. Everyone that's not from your town, or everyone that's not on your team, or everyone that likes another team, guess what? They're against you. So, you know, it goes with looking at a tournament and saying, well, we just got a bad draw. That probably means we're going to play somebody that's going to, we'll be lucky to score. I mean, kind of what that means. Or we've had some key injuries. That means that out of our top five players, four of them have basically been to the doctor today and they all have a cast on. That's what you have, key injuries. And then, of course, if you've really had a bad year, yeah, you know, there's no way to put it. It's just a year you wish you could forget. You'll say, well, your team is really scuffled. Well, what's that mean? If you can't wait till the offseason because you won one out of 36 games and it's not big. And that wasn't pretty. So along with that, when you're scuffling, you'll say, well, you know what? I'll tell you what. This team's better than our record. Well, that's good because your record's 0-15 and that's not very good. And then you wouldn't want to face us in the postseason. Oh, yes, we would. We'll take you any day of the week. And then here's another one of my favorites. Well, we left it all on the floor. Well, go back and get it. You might need it for the next game. I mean, if you left it out there, left it on the field, left it on the floor, left it on the court, go back and get it. You might need it for the next game. And then, oh, I'm so glad it's halftime because it gives us time to talk about it. Well, I don't know about you, but I've been watching you yelling your brains out for the first half. You've yelled at everyone except the scorekeeper, the timekeeper, and the guy who keeps the balloons up in the ceiling. I don't think you need time to talk about anything. So, folks, I just wanted you to think about that. As we start baseball season today, and invariably you'll see some interviews that I guarantee you will have some of these little statements in there. And now you'll know. And you know why you know? You'll know because you have listened to Between the Lines. And I appreciate you listening. I hope you smiled. Hope you enjoy your weekend. Happy Easter, everyone, by the way. And tomorrow's Good Friday. But remember this. Sunday's coming. So long.